leaving the toe bar connected. This is probably one of the most most underwritten rules, not stated rules. There's nothing at all saying don't leave the toe bar connected. But what happens is when you have the toe bar connected, if you leave it there. So some people, this is what I don't like to see, which is why it's in here, is they'll connect the toe bar and then they'll pre-flight the airplane, walk around, leave the toe bar in there like it's a big deal to have to go get it again or put it somewhere else. They'll just leave it connected. And then, so what happens is they get distracted. They leave. And of course, the tie-down ropes are now off. And they leave and they have to go inside. Friends are coming. Oh, they're here, right? And then they go load up the airplane. The toe bar's still connected, you see? And then they taxi down, and the tow bar is sticking straight out of the fork in the front of it. And sometimes it scrapes on the ground. They go, that's a new noise. I never heard that before. That must be a new aviation noise, right? Or they take off with it, which I've seen that happen too. And then they come back, no tow bar. What happened to the tow bar? Hopefully you weren't underneath when that happened. And people have landed with the tow bars connected. And it's just amazing to me that people would do that. My other favorite is when, you have a fairing, on a Cessna at least, where the tow bar connects to two little bolts and you hang out there and people push back the airplane. And as soon as they pushed it back, what did they do? They dropped the tow bar. Toing! Onto the fairing, right? No sense about them, right? Now, and those fairings are pricey. They're not, none of this stuff is cheap. Even the tow bar is expensive. So don't leave the tow bar connected, ever. So what you can do with it is put it back where it belongs, put it in the cockpit, put it somewhere. But don't leave it connected.